Just one halakha in the laws of Shabbat. We know that one of the melachot on Shabbat that is asur is the melachah of Horesh. Horesh means plowing or making furrows, which means to prepare the ground for planting. Now, although one would not dream to go plow his field on Shabbat, but the question is, there are maybe some scenarios where one is plowing without realizing it. So our question today would be, is let's say a lady is wheeling a stroller. Let's say in a place where there's an eruv, let's say in the backyard, a lady has the child in the stroller, and she wants to just wheel the child. Or in a place, let's say, where there's an eruv, where the lady wants to wheel the stroller. So the question is, let's say it's on ground that is soft, just rained, so the ground is a little soft, so she needs just to wheel the stroller across. So the question is, the wheels are causing furrows in the ground, maybe, and therefore it might be forbidden for somebody to wheel a stroller on soft ground on Shabbat because of the issue of plowing. Well, actually, the Mishnah Masechet Betzah and Daf Chav Gimel says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol HaKerim En Nigrarim, all vessels cannot be dragged on the ground on Shabbat, Chutz Min HaGala, except when it comes to wagons or carriages, Mepnei Sheh Koveshet, because it is Koveshet, which means the wheels of the carriage do not lift up dirt. That would be Horesh. Horesh is that you're lifting up the dirt and softening it up. If anything, the wheels just press the dirt. It just pushes the dirt and lowers it and flattens it more into the ground. That is not Horesh. Horesh is where you're taking, let's say, a guy takes a shovel and he digs the ground up and he moves it from one place to another place. So therefore, according to the halakha, it would be permissible to wheel a stroller, as opposed to, let's say, a person had a bed. We have the legs of the bed. So when you're dragging it on the ground, the legs of the bed pull up the and dig into the ground itself. That certainly would be asur. Hakam Avadya has a bigger leniency here in Yahvedat and Hedek Bet Siman Nun Bet. He says even if a person is, let's say, wheeling the stroller on the dirt in a zigzag, where he's not going straight, where he's, you know, he's turning back and forth, and that might cause the dirt to lift up, he still wants to say even in that case it would be permissible because he says it's not the plowing in the normal way and the person does not really have kavanah to do the plowing, and therefore he calls it a psikir shemit rabbanan de lo nichale. And therefore, according to Hakam Avadya, even if you're not going straight, you're doing it in a zigzag fashion, it is still permissible to wheel a stroller. That being said, a lady that's wearing, let's say, high heels would not have to be concerned walking on soft dirt either, because if anything, the heel is just pressing the dirt into the ground, and therefore that would be permissible as well.